Penny Lane on Giant 96.
Hi, this is Carson Dearson, and you're listening to Penny Lane on Giant 96.
Hey, this is Kenny Wayne Shepherd.
And this is Noah Hunt from the Kenny Wayne Shepherd Band.
And we're here with Penny Lane on 96.5 The Giant.
Hey, this is Seth from the Twincast, and you're listening to Penny Lane from WSDX.
This is Sammy Terry, and you're on a trip with Penny Lane. I hope you have a horrible ride.
Man, he was out there.
She's the Oprah Winfrey of Shelbyville. Isn't it awesome?
Hey, everyone, this is Chris Allen, and you are listening to Penny Lane on the Giant.
Moving right along in search of good times and good news. With good friends, you can't lose.
This could become a habit.
It's 106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Giant 96 Real Radio and Penny Lane, and this is one of us talking about a little bit earlier this morning, a little bit of a spur-of-the-moment interview. And that's, you know, a lot of cool things in life seem to happen that way, so I'm very happy and honored to have with me. He recorded and toured with artists like Etta James, Dave Mason, The Untouchables, and also, too, was, and still is, the drummer for the Eddie Money Band, and goes way, way back with that. So we're going to talk about that. And he's an amazing singer and songwriter. I would like to welcome to the show Mr. Glenn Simmons. How are you doing?
Hi, Penny Lane. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm so glad to have you here.
Great to be in Shelbyville.
Shelbyville, Indiana. Is this a first for you?
It absolutely is. I was in Indianapolis last night, and I was fortunate enough to jam with your son.
Oh, he was
so what
was
a wonderful
awesome.
Harmonica player he is, and he's going to be fantastic as he gets older.
Thank you, and it was thanks to Mr. Benito for setting that up. So
yeah,
I was just talking about how lucky we are just to have so many good friends in our life, and it seems like good things happen and people take care of you.
That's right.
It's nice.
You put it out there, and it comes back to you.
Yeah. So I want to talk. Tell me a little bit about yourself. Where are you from? Where were you born at?
I was born in California, and I grew up there till I was about 17, and then I moved away, and I came back just recently. I had cancer a couple of years ago. And my girlfriend, who lives in California, we had a long-distance relationship, and that was a struggle. When I got cancer, it became an extra difficult struggle, and so she came out to Missouri, where I was living, and went through the cancer with me and held my hand, more or less. And when I was declared cancer-free, I decided that I wanted to be with this girl out in California, and she took good care of me, so I wanted her to continue being in her loving arms and having her watch out for having my back. So I live in California again, and I'm happy to be there. The sun shines, and that's why it's so expensive. We pay for that sunshine out there.
It costs a lot, doesn't it?
Yeah, oh my gosh.
But, you know, it makes you happy. That's
yeah.
What they say about sunshine. You have several CDs out, which let's talk a little bit about those, because I really appreciated listening to your songs last night. I really loved your original music.
Thank you. Yeah. People don't know that I'm a singer-songwriter. They think that I'm just that bombastic drummer that reminds them of Animal, you know, of the Muppets. But actually, I've been playing drums with Eddie Money off and on for 40 years. And so that is my main instrument, is drums. And I've made my living touring the world, doing what I love to do with my hands and a pair of sticks. Who knew? But all this time in the background, I've silently learned guitar and the craft of writing songs. And this is what now, in my older years, I enjoy the most. It brings me the most rewards and satisfaction. So I produce and record my own albums. They're on iTunes, and you can find them at my website, www.glennsimmons.com. Simmons is spelled kind of strange. There's a Y in there as opposed to the I. So Simmons, and then you can find all my albums there and test drive them with sound bites and hear what they sound like. I'm on a Midwest tour of Indianapolis and the surrounding areas for 7 days this week. I'll be in Luffmiller's tonight downtown from 6 o'clock to 9 o'clock. Those of you who have never been there, coming out and see me. I think I'm going to have that young harmonica player with me. That should be a lot of fun. He's fantastic. And then next week I'm heading to Illinois, where one of my songs is got selected to be in a movie, and they're going to cut a video of my song. I'll be doing that song in a little bit. It's called Santa Fe, and Eddie Money also covered that song. So that's what I'm doing this week.
That's awesome. Well, would you mind playing us a song?
No, I'd like to do a song. The first one I'd like to do is called Three Men Named Bob. These are the guys that inspired me the most in my life, and so I'm going to tell you about who they are.
All right, Glenn Simmons.
There's three men who inspired my life. They're all named Bob and sharp as a knife. They cut me deep when I heard their songs. All those songs helped me get along. When I look back, it makes me glad. Bob Dylan, Bob Marley, and my dad. Now Bob number one was ahead of his time. I love the way he sang and I love the way he rhymed. The first time I heard Like a Rolling Stone, I was a boy only 10 years old. Bob was a road map for every band you've ever heard. Like the Beatles and the Rolling Stones and the Birds. He wrote the times they are changing and blowing in the wind. He wrote Knocking on Heaven's Door, Bob Dylan. And there's three men who inspired my life. They're all named Bob and they're sharp as a knife. They cut me deep when I heard their songs. All those songs, they helped me get along. Now when I look back, it makes me glad. Bob Dylan, Bob Marley, and my dad. Now Bob number two was a Rasta man. He played guitar in a reggae band. I loved his rhythm and the backwards beat. He gave me hope, he moved my feet. In every country of the world he's royalty. The all-time greatest artist, he's number three. According to Rolling Stone magazine, Bob Marley. And there's three men who inspired my life. They're all named Bob and they're sharp as a knife. They cut me deep when I heard their songs. All those songs, they helped me get along. Now when I look back, it makes me glad. Bob Dylan, Bob Marley, and my dad. Three men named Bob all did a great job and put a smile on my face. Other men played ball, these three stand tall and made my world a better place. Three men named Bob all did a great job. Three men named Bob all did a great job. Now Bob number three did the best that he can. He raised four kids, was a family man. Went to work every day in a beat-up Ford. He showed me how to play my first E chord. He turned me on to good books and songs with good hooks. He said the simple things in life are good. That ain't bad. He loves to play the blues every chance he has. He likes to jump freight trains. Yeah, that's my dad. And there's three men who inspired my life. They're all named Bob and they're sharp as a knife. They cut me deep when I heard their songs. All those songs, they helped me get along. So when I look back, it makes me glad. Bob Dylan, Bob Marley, and my dad. Three men named Bob all did a great job and put a smile on my face. Other men played ball, but these three stand tall and made my world a better place. Three men named Bob all did a great job. three men named Bob all did a great job. Three men named Bob all did a great job. Three men named Bob all did a great job.
Glenn Simmons, Giant 96 Rio Radio. Tell everybody again where you're playing tonight.
I'm going to be at Loft Miller's downtown. I think that's 301 Washington Street at 6 o'clock.
All right, and stay tuned. More coming up, and we're going to be talking with Glenn. This is a good story, too, so you don't want to miss this one. It's a classic. It's awesome. It's like it came out of a movie, how he met Eddie Money. That coming up next.
Penny Lane.
You see, we're on a mission from God.
On Giant 96.
Giant 96 Real Radio. I'm Penny Lane. We're doing an interview with Mr. Glenn Simmons. He's toured all over the world and played for all different artists such as Etta James and Dave Mason, The Untouchables, and also, too, I think it was for over 30, maybe it was 40 years with the Eddie Money Band. So just taking I'm not good at remembering numbers or anything like that. So with me, we have Mr. Glenn Simmons. Welcome back.
Hi, nice to be here.
I'm glad you're here. I was almost afraid to ask you last night. I didn't want to be a bug. You know, I was like, I don't want to bug him, but I'm going to go ahead and bug him.
I'm glad you did. I didn't have anything going today, so.
That's awesome. So, tell our listeners about how you met Eddie Money.
I was living in Oakland, California. The year was 1973 or 74. And I used to practice drums all day long. And it was very difficult to find a place to live because who wanted a drummer living next door to them? You know, I was always getting kicked out. So I got a knock on the door, and there was a guy there, and he says, are you the guy that's playing the drums? And I said, yeah. Am I too loud? He said, no, I'm in a band down the street, and our drummer didn't show up. Would you mind coming and coming down and setting up and getting us through practice today? And I said, sure, I'd be happy to do that. So I set up in their garage, and we played one song. And after that song, in his New York accent, he said, you're a better drummer than my drummer. I want you to be in my band. And I said, I didn't, it wasn't my kind of music. And I wanted to be a jazz drummer or a funk drummer. Mm-hmm. And I said, no, that's all right. He goes, my name's Eddie Money. I'm 25 years old. I'm going to be a rock and roll star. I don't got a lot of time. Are you in or you out? And here I was, an 18-year-old. I didn't know what to say, and I didn't say anything. And then all of a sudden, on the microphone, he said, we got a gig on Saturday. It pays $100. And I said, I'm in.
Awesome.
And then, I'm still in, and I'm still making $100 a night.
Oh, boy. Well, great. Well, I could talk to you all day long. But would you play another song for us?
Sure. This is one of my favorite songs. This is about moving back to California. I've been gone a long time, just moved back recently. And it's called California.
California.
It's a story about my life, really. It's right. Autobiography.
Ooh, good.
I was born in California in 1954. And I wish that it could be again the way it was before, where the sun shines every morning and the sky is so bright. You can lay down in the backyard and see all the stars at night. And I left California when I was 17. I didn't know where I was going, had nothing but a dream. So I sailed across the ocean, but my heart sank like a stone. And it feels good to be back home in California. It feels good to be back home, California. I was drunk when I got married at my wedding in Spokane. I wore a black tuxedo and I sat in with the band. And my son was born near Texas and he never got to see the Alamo or the grassy knoll where they shot Kennedy. And I left California when I was 17. My eyes on the horizon
with nothing but a dream. I've known many friends and places, somehow I feel alone, and now it feels good to be back home in California. It feels good to be back home, California. I'm sitting on an airplane, trying to get some sleep. I got my hat pulled down over my eyes, my shoes under the seat. I've been a drummer and a dreamer, and I've traveled around the land. I've lived a gypsy life with my suitcase in my hand. And I left California when I was 17. I didn't know where I was going, had nothing but a dream. And I sailed across the ocean, and my heart sank like a stone. It feels good to be back home, California. It feels good to be back home in California. I was born in California, 1954. I wish that it could be again, just like it was before.
Beautiful. Glenn Simmons, Giant 96 Real Radio. Glenn, tell us where we can find you online.
My website. It's glennsimmons.com. Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, Simmons, spelled a little funny, S-Y-M-M-O-N-D-S.
And you have such a beautiful voice.
Wow, thank you.
You're welcome. Let's talk about lyrics, because I think that's something that you can tell a story. You've got that talent. Not everybody could do that. So how do you go about when you write your songs?
I don't know. It's different each time. Sometimes I write some chords, and then I find a melody, and sometimes I write lyrics separately, and then I add them to the melody. And sometimes it all comes at the same time. Like this next song that I wrote, it's about a train trip that my parents took us kids on when we were, a family of six, actually, all these kids, and they put us on a train and took us from California to Maine to see the country and to see some friends that they knew. But 3 days on a train. Can you imagine the stories you can tell?
Awesome.
And at the time, I just thought it was boring as hell. And like, what? Why are we doing this? But later on, I looked back on that and I thought, what a great train ride that was.
Wow.
And I remember it so vividly.
Were you playing music by any chance on that? Were you old enough then?
Back then, I was playing drums.
Okay.
And I always played guitar. My father was a guitar player, is a guitar player. And he actually owned a music store. And he tried to get me at a very early age to take lessons from one of his teacher. And that didn't go over very well. Because the teacher wanted me to sing Old MacDonald.
Oh, boy.
And I didn't want to sing Old MacDonald. I want to play guitar.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Well, wonderful. Well, can we hear your song? What's it called?
It's called Santa Fe.
Santa Fe.
And that's the name of the railroad, the name of the train I took.
And that's the one that's going to be in your upcoming music video,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it is. It's going to be I'm going to shoot a video next week in Bloomington, Illinois. And it's also going to be in a movie at the end of the year we're shooting. And I'm in the movie, too, so I'm happy to do that. I've never been in a movie before.
Wow. Have you already filmed it?
No,
it hasn't happened yet?
It's coming this fall. I guess I'm going to be a gangster of sorts. And also, another related part of this song, Santa Fe, is Eddie Money did a version on one of my albums that's called Friends of Glenn's. And when I had cancer a couple years, people like Eddie Money and other artists got together and recorded 16 of my songs and made an album and put it on iTunes to help pay my hospital bills. I was uninsured, and so this is one of the songs that they chose.
Wonderful.
Santa
Well, I remember when I was a boy riding a train through Illinois. Looking out the window, what did I see? The home of the brave and the land of the free. I saw broken down cars and rusted shacks, chickens in the backyards, railroad tracks. And every town looked the same. I don't remember none of their names. Through the farmlands, through the plains, from California all the way to Maine, I was singing with Loretta Lynn on the radio. You could feel my wheels roll, la da da na na. You could feel my wheels roll, la da na na na. You could feel my wheels roll. Well, the train stopped in Chicago. My daddy got spit on by a dirty wino. I saw a building so tall and faces so black. Man, I never seen nothing like that. Looking out the window all the way, riding 3 days on a Santa Fe. Through the farmlands, through the plains, California all the way to Maine. And I was singing with Loretta Lynn on the radio. You could feel my wheels roll, la na 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 na. You could feel my wheels roll, la na 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 na. You could feel my wheels roll, la na 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 na. My wheels roll, la na 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 na. You could feel my wheels roll. Through the farmlands, through the plains, California all the way to Maine. And I kept singing with Loretta Lynn on the radio. Feel my wheels roll, la na 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 na. Feel my wheels roll, la na 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 na. Feel my wheels roll. You can feel my wheels roll. All aboard. Old Santa Fe. You can feel my wheels roll.
Glenn Simmons, ladies and gentlemen. So thank you for coming in today.
You're welcome.
It's
great to be here.
Yeah. And you've got a couple. Now, tell me about your house concerts. How does that work?
House concerts. That's the latest thing I'm doing. Anybody can host a house concert. All you have to do is know a bunch of people, like maybe 20 or 30 friends, and you send out your invites and ask your friends, coworkers, family, to come over to your living room or backyard or wherever there's room to fit that many people. And then you say, hey, Glenn, I got enough people to have a house concert. And here I come showing up at your door. And I set up a little guitar and a small PA. And I sing my songs for about 45 minutes. Everybody brings their own wine and cheese and appetizer. And they have a good time meeting other people there. I sign autographs, sell CDs. That's how I make my money. And then I do another 45-minute set and play more songs, tell stories, tell road stories about Eddie Money, things you don't know about, make people laugh, make people cry with my music. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the night, everybody has had such an incredible time. I have gotten nothing but rave reviews, and it's the most rewarding musical endeavor I've ever done in my life.
And if someone's interested in doing that, can they go to your website?
Yes, they can go to my website. Just call me and or send a message. And Tammy, my girlfriend, my fiance, my right hand, she will send out all the information you need, and I'll come running.
That's awesome. She does an awesome job on your flyers. They're not really flyers. They're on Facebook, so I'm not sure what you call them, right? She's awesome.
She is. If you know Tammy, you're already blessed.
Aww.
She's a great artist and a photographer, a person, very loving. And she's devoted to me as I am to her.
That's perfect. You've got that partner like you can share your music and your career and in life with.
Yeah.
That's pretty neat.
We like the engagement, though. We like a long engagement.
So tell me about, you know, you're we're going to do one more song for us, right? This
yep.
is sort of a fun one.
This is the fun one. My most requested song.
Uh-huh. Made me smile last night.
Yeah, it's, I would say this is a, it's got some innuendos, some sexual innuendos. However, it's how you interpret it. I know a lot of kids love this one.
Well, I bet they do.
They're getting away. There's nothing dirty about it, but they're hearing things that maybe they don't think their parents are hearing. And so they're going, wait, like, check that out. Mm-hmm. That's funny. This one's called Guacamole.
All right.
Well, I met her at the Mercado. She was buying avocados, and man, she really turned me on. She reached for my pepper. I grabbed her tomatoes. I knew it wouldn't be very long. We walked to the mesa, I picked up my cerveza, I grabbed some onions and limons. And the way she looked at me, I could clearly see that it wouldn't be very long. Guacamole, guacamole, we were making guacamole all night long. Guacamole, guacamole, we be making guacamole all night long. So I headed for the line, and she fell in right behind. And it sure looked good to me. She reached for her money, and I said, wait a minute, honey, I believe this one is on me. So we got in my pickup, and we started to back up, and we headed on down the road. We went to Mi Casa, it put peace de masa, and we made guacamole all night long. Guacamole, guacamole, we were making guacamole all night long. Guacamole, guacamole, we were making guacamole all night long. Guacamole!
Glenn Simmons, tell us again where we can find you online and where we can come tonight to see you perform live.
All right, you can find me at my website, glennsimmons.com.
And tonight you'll be performing?
I'll be tonight at Loftmiller's, downtown Indianapolis, 301 North Washington Street, from 6 to 9. Come on down. I've got a great little harmonica player that's going to be with me, Carson Dearson, one of the Indiana's best. 16-year-old boy, he's going to be famous.
Thanks, Glenn. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Penny Lane. Bye, everybody.